Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line, he's a head coach in the NFL for 22 years. He's currently the head coach and general manager of the Michigan Panthers of the USFL, Jeff Fisher. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. How you guys doing today?
We're doing well. All right, here's my question. Noise. And there's two types, I always think. The noise during the game and then the noise during the week in the media and with the fans. As a head coach, do you know what is being said about your team by the media and the fans? And do you think you need to have your finger on the pulse as a coach of what the fans are thinking?
Well, times certainly are changed. Now there's so much more information available. There was a time when, as head coaches of a franchise, you wanted to make sure if there was any news that your local guys got it before the national guys got it, because they were the ones putting all the time in it. And so things are changed now, but you want to stay as informed as you possibly can about everything. So that end requires a real good media relations director that can just kind of brief you and so on and so forth. And, you'll get clips and things and that along those lines. But bottom line is, no, you just don't, you don't have time. You really don't have time to, unless you're game planning or doing something with your door shut in your office, to have anything on other than football. And so you're just not, and then late in the day, you might get out, and watch the Monday night game or something while you're working, but there's just not time. But you need the information. It is important. As we all know, the more noise that's out there, the harder things become on players, the harder things become on, on the staff and job security and so and so. But it is important to keep those decision makers informed at all times. And there's a lot more, I will tell you this, there's a lot more going on inside the building than you could ever imagine. And that's, that's the way it should always be, and I think it will remain.
Jeff, you've coached on the biggest stage in the Super Bowl. You got a whole lot of wins in the NFL. And I've told my partner and the fans that, hey, Kyle Shanahan is a genius when it comes to play design. And you know what I can't let go, Jeff, is the 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. The 10-point lead last year in the NFC Championship game. And I used to go to bed like, oh, it's nothing, no biggie. But he goes away from what got him there. Like, he doesn't have that kill shot. Can you speak to the art of coaching? Do I just sound like a guy barking? Or is there something to that where some coaches, when it gets going, the tough gets going, they don't meet that challenge?
Well, I'm sympathetic to your feelings and your emotions, but I would submit that they were not alive and boiling in that moment. It was a Monday quarterback thing. When you went back and looked at it and went back and reflected, because what you don't have is you don't have the information available to you that he has as he's calling plays. And it can be a myriad of things. It can be player injury, a matchup, a this, a that, one guy down, another guy over here, and a bad matchup on the defensive end, and you got to protect. And so, you got to, whatever it is, there's just so much going on to play calling. Now, I will say this about Kyle. You're going to have to look long and hard to find a better play caller consistently. You've seen some messes. You saw some stuff. And unfortunately, when a new head coach comes in and he comes from a coordinator background, It is extremely difficult to manage games at the end, in the half, in the game, and be a play caller.
Jeff
That's
Fisher.
What's going on in Denver right now. Guys are talking about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, that happens all over the place. There's only a few out there that can really, really do it. And not, you know, even you can go through, of course, a 16-game season and just botch 1 2-minute drive and cost you a game.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's in itself is difficult to do when you're calling plays and watching the clock and trying to tell the defense, hey, you guys are going to go back on the field with 30 seconds left. Probably, ball's going to be probably at midfield. And, you know, you're gonna have to send three Hail Marys with 4 minutes left, because a good head coach will do that. He'll prepare his guys. So, but I get back to Kyle. You're not going to find a better play caller. I mean, I love the stuff that Daboll did. He's new. We know what he's done. And Sean and everybody. But when it comes to the run game and attacking defenses and the precision in which he does so, within his philosophy, which is outside. I mean, you know, he learned from the best, and y'all know that. And I was on his—I was with his dad there in San Francisco for a couple of years under George Schieffer. You know, the George's second year, I think. So Mike knows, Kyle knows. He's great, absolutely outstanding at attacking defenses, and he knows the importance of details. Let's go to the Green Bay game, which I think you referenced to. How'd they win that game in Green Bay last year? They blocked the kick.
Yep.
They blocked the punt. How are you going to beat Aaron Rodgers? You got to do that stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, look at the big picture. Just don't get frustrated. You got quarterback injuries. You got a young quarterback to bring along. You got new guys at new positions, you know. And what's out of his control, and he probably never say this because coaches have to adjust as the rules change, but – those first two or the first 2 weeks and now week three, I mean, they just were all over the map. And that's because of, you say, three preseason games? No, it's two. And the guys, some of these guys don't even play in the preseason. And so there's a warm-up time. And so things will settle down here in the next couple of weeks. People realize what they got and, you know, where their strengths and weaknesses are and settle into things. And then as soon as you do that, you get somebody hurt, you know, and then you can start over. So, anyway, did I use up all of our time?
No. No, it's great stuff, yeah. Jeff. Jeff Fisher joining us on 95.7 The Game, head NFL coach for 22 years. He was in Houston, Tennessee, St. Louis, and L.A. Let me ask you this, Jeff. 49ers went to the NFC Championship with Garoppolo last year. Somewhere along the line, they decided to make a quarterback switch to Trey Lance right before training camp. They said, you know what? Let's bring Jimmy Garoppolo back as a backup. What was your first thought when you saw that the 49ers were doing that? Because it was a little surprising.
Well, I thought it was brilliant for them to pull it off.
Really?
I mean, what better guy could you have as a backup than your starter? When we know quarterbacks are going to go down and young quarterbacks are going to struggle. Okay, so who's gonna bail you out when that happens? You better have a backup. And what better guy? Now, I mean, I think you look too hard at Jimmy's, you know, a bad game here or there, mm-hmm. a bad decision here, what he does well or what he doesn't do well. The fact of the matter is he got him some pretty cool places. And so he must be pretty good. So to think that you have a backup quarterback that's committed and bought into, at least for this year, stepping in and going, yeah, that gives you a chance. So I don't know specifically what Lance's injury situation is, but you know, hey, every head coach is gonna want to, you know, even though Jimmy was pretty much Kyle's guy, you want to do the research, you want to do everything, you want to go out and get the guy that fits where you want to be in 2 or 3 years. It's not the guy who wants to fit now; it's 2 or 3 years. Okay, he's got a guy with legs. He's got a guy with mobility. That's where it's going. You know, that's where his dad believes in that. It's an extra man on offense, by the way. When you got a quarterback that can run around from a defensive perspective, it's a headache. And so, and not that Jimmy can, but I think it's a great situation. I mean, Has that happened before? A guy, you put a starter down and you know, or, you know, he's your backup, and then you go with a new guy, and then all of a sudden, bang, your starter's back on the field. It's good for your locker room. It's good for everything.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I know you coached the late, great.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what other options were there? Who's out there right now that you would be happy about starting for the 49ers?
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, they would have had to go with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, you're right, Coach.
Okay. Who's their three now, and okay. He's the last player drafted.
And he may be a good player.
Right.
But you know, he's just that's a good deal there.
Coach, to that point, let me ask you this, though, because you played. Do you think Jimmy's feeling some type of way that they chose, you know, a guy from North Dakota State that was unknown, and Jimmy had the skins on the wall of two NFC championship games, a Super Bowl, and then you bring him back? I'm telling my partner and the fans, we're taking calls, Coach, to where I'm like, how would you feel and have handled that?
Let me put it to you this way, okay? If Jimmy does feel the way you just described, and that's a personality and a character trait, there's no way with those traits he would have ever got to where he is now. So the answer is no. Yeah. At some positions in the NFL, on the field on Sunday, right, the better you're going to play. And so you need some of that. And it's because Jimmy knows, he's confident. He knows he'd go play for somebody else and do well. You know, and Jimmy's not the one sitting there saying, and I'm not saying this is the case, but you know, there are quarterbacks that have come to this league that have bought into and come in the league and left the league and died by that square peg and a round hole theory, where I never got the right chance because they didn't know how to use me right.
Wow.
You know, the bottom line is Jimmy's productive in that offense. Though he doesn't do everything right, and they have to probably change some things. But Kyle knows what he can do, and Jimmy knows what he can do. That's a good deal right there. So, and you don't know about these guys could be, you know, they could be drinking, you know, Merlot at night after meetings in the office, game planning together. You don't know that. But, you know, I think it's a great situation, and you guys didn't call me to get you to calm you guys down, but relax. it's early.
That's good stuff, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
We'll talk anytime. You guys take care.
All right, that's Jeff Fisher, 22 years ahead of NFL
the ball
coach.
Code.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.